That was my notification on my phone. The future versions of ourselves are very real. The past is the past. Like, that is actively gone. Like, gone. Like, can never be returned back to, can never, you know, be dealt with again. But the future is, like, actively impending and great. And I want, at least, you know, as myself, I want to make life very, you know, as easy as I can and as good as I can for the future version of myself, because I care about future version of myself and I want things to be well and better for the future version of myself, because I fully believe that every day, you know, we are getting stronger, smarter, and just, you know, bettering ourselves as people. As long as you are, of course, actively making the chance or the decisions to better yourself. But with every day, like, we're just gaining more wisdom and learning more things, and that in itself is innately making us smarter and wiser and better. So I just, you know, I'm always fantasizing, I guess, about, like, or these days, because I used to be very afraid of the future and very scared. And but, you know, I was scared because I was trying to complete a plan that was not genuine to me and did not have anything to do with what I actually wanted, and was a lot more just, you know, the demands of what the people around me wanted and what I thought would make other people proud, et cetera, et cetera. But now that I feel like I'm making a lot of decisions for me and I have a lot of plans for me, I'm very excited for the future version that is to be. And I hope, like, you know, I don't just feel this way about myself. I feel this way about my friends. I feel this way about my family. I'm really looking forward to see the persons that they are, like, I'm looking forward to getting to experience watching them become the people they are becoming, as well as just, like, getting to see the people they will become. And same with me. Like, I just really want my people to prosper and grow and be better. And that is just genuinely coming from, like, you know, the most honest part of myself, which, you know, is crazy because I also used to be such a edgy teenager who used to hate everything and thought everything was super corny and, like, just hated the most basic of things because I was trying to be so edgy and different. Ugh. God. I remember there was even a point where I was, like, convinced that, like, love just, like, was not real and did not exist within me. And I'm so, oh, troubled by that version of myself. You know, she did her time. She had her moment. As I said, like, the past is the past, and that version of myself is gone, thankfully. So, yeah, just being excited for what the future holds. I hope you guys, if you're listening, are really, like, taking the time to consider, you know, the future that you do want for yourself. And if you aren't super satisfied with where you are right now, as I currently am, just because, you know, I'm tired and I really wish I could just, like, go to bed, just try to remember, if you are doing something that is hard but you see, or you envision it really bringing you immense hope and happiness in the future, you know, like, keep at it. Like, definitely give it your all. If it ends up not being for you, like, that's okay. And there are more things ahead. Again, like, the future is so there and so prevalent. Like, it's all just a matter of time. And if you're not, like, if you're currently not in a position where, you know, like, you're enjoying your everyday life and things just seem very dull and mundane, like, I really challenge you to find the joy in, you know, the mundanity, the mundanity. I don't know what the word is. You know what I mean. Find the joy in the little things. Not even to hit you with the, oh, like, sit down and, like, smell the roses. No. Like, genuinely, find a piece of your day that actually brings you hope and makes you happy. And it's like, wow, I genuinely enjoy this thing. Huh. Maybe things aren't so bad. Because it's the little things that make every day just, like, worthwhile. And, you know, bearable. Because, you know, I am complaining about my very first world problems in light of the fact that there are probably, you know, people that are undergoing way more challenging things than me. But, you know, I'm on my journey. Everyone's on their journey. But sometimes, like, the journey sucks. Like, it's gonna not be great all the time. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, what it's about, like, the long term happiness that you want to achieve and the stuff that is going to make you feel good. Not in the sense that you're looking to the future to bring you happiness, but in the sense that you just want the future version of yourself to be better off than you are now. You know, you see the difference here is that you're not idealizing the future and making it seem like, oh, like, everything is going to be perfect when so-and-so happens. Because it's not. It won't be. You know, a job, getting into some school, getting some money isn't going to make things perfect. But, you know, these are things that are still going to make things or life easier and happier in some degree, but you can't pin everything on, or you can't, you know, depend on that thing for your happiness completely, because that's just not how things work. And I just say this because that long-term achievement is gonna feel better, significantly better than the instantaneous high you get from, like, using your phone or, like, using a substance of some sorts or, you know, doing whatever behavior may be gratifying in the instant but may not be great for you long term and could potentially be, like, detrimental to your health or your attention span or things of this nature. So that is my point. I hope the point came through. The point is that last thing I said. So yeah, thanks again so much for joining me. I am probably repelling people with all of my talking at this point, but if you are listening and if you are here, thank you for accompanying me in this odd but I think valuable conversation, and I really hope that you genuinely have a wonderful rest of your day today from the bottom of my heart. So as I've said, okay, before, this is Joe the Human, and you are listening to, well, I mean, the show ended a while ago, but the show is now ending, for real. You are listening to my show, For the Masses, on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Dexter ill, 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 ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of 20,000 girls
and milkman rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Lucifer on a sofa, staring at you. You've been counting weekends, never getting dressed. Speaking in third person, I'm trying to forget.
love. clever. She'll never crowd me.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. Beneath a parachute I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho. Where she still was the summer she turned 17, 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she.
I'm not afraid to die. you're dropping by, I'd rather cry. Don't give me your best speech, I'm out of reach. I'm seeming ungrateful, it isn't that way. I wasn't so hateful yesterday's. Somewhere I lost my heart, somewhere I lost my soul, somewhere I lost everything, everything that made me whole. Who was I in those days? It's all a haze. Was it cared for me? Who did I see? Who can remember this? What did I miss? I'm seeming ungrateful, it isn't that way. I wasn't so hateful yesterday's. Somewhere I lost my heart, somewhere I lost my soul, somewhere I lost everything, everything that made me whole.
To Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR, 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 FR. Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
but he's a lying cheat.
someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Sun turns into wood, dousing an ancient torch.